Covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right. Beautiful day. It was 4 degrees when I came to work today. Let's see what it is now. It was 4 degrees then. You know, but it was a balmy, it was a dry 4 degrees. Now it's a dry 8 degrees. All right. So, you know, it's almost like summer out there at this point. When it's 8 degrees outside, it's always warm inside. Celebration with hot buttered popcorn. My good friend, Ron Van Timmeren here. Ron, welcome to it.
Hi, Steve. It's a Star Wars day today, baby.
All righty then. Good Star Wars day. Hey, you know, I have to tell you, though, I saw a movie. I got to check in and confess every time I see a movie.
I know. I love it when you go see a movie. Steve, what'd you see? What'd you see?
I saw Three Billboards outside Ebling, Missouri. And
Interesting movie that was.
That's
right?
A really good way to put it. That's an interesting movie that made me cringe repeatedly. You know, I liked the movie. I think that the acting from just about everybody was spectacular.
Right.
I thought there was a copious use of vulgarity and vulgar words that probably were over the top and unnecessary at some point. They just, you know, overuse of the F-bombs, you know, at some point you're just like, you know, you don't need it in every sentence. That'd be kind of my only takeaway, but I thought it was interesting. There are things about that movie that will stay with me. I think it's worth seeing. Don't go it if you're language sensitive and if you don't want to see some really gut-wrenching violence that's different, because some of the scenes are different. Gravity always wins, you know?
Yeah, and boy, that is getting the postseason awards season going in style. 6 nominations from the Golden Globes, 4 from the Screen Actors Guild, especially Frances McDormand, of course, as everybody loves her. Woody Harrelson,
yeah, she
Sam
just
Rockwell,
gets better.
Boy, he's a character you love to hate for most of that movie, right?
Oh yeah, and Frances, she just gets better. I mean, Fargo is something that stays with you, right? And yep. It's like her greatest film since Fargo, my estimation, just because she is this person. She's not playing somebody. She is this person.
That is a great way to put it. You believe she is that woman who's very upset with the local law enforcement, and she's got a right to be. Her daughter's been murdered, and the killer's out there somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anyhow, I know it's not on the, it's not, probably not going to make the top 10 necessarily, but at the Oscars, it should. I thought it was really good, and you recommended it, so I went and saw it, and I thought it was solid. So there you go.
Yeah, very solid, and I wish it was doing better at the box office. I'm really going to try to keep it playing through Christmas, but there's a whole bunch of stuff piled up here for the next week or two, and obviously Star Wars The Last Jedi taking over multiple screens at all the celebration locations. Still tickets available for tonight. The IMAX shows, of course, are selling out, and if you really want to reserve your seat and guarantee your seat, you got to go to CelebrationCinema.com and do that. But the reviews are in, Steve. Everybody loves Star Wars. It's almost 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
It's got the old characters, Mark Hamill and, of course, Carrie Fisher before she passed a year ago, rest in peace. And the new characters with Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac's character, Poe, is fleshed out a little bit more, a couple new ones with Laura Dern and Benicio Del Toro. And I love this quote from RogerEbert.com. Everything a fan could want from a Star Wars movie and then some. That's really what we want, right?
That's exactly what we want. That's right. What else would we want? Go on.
The only other film in wide release this weekend is called Ferdinand, which is also getting good reviews as a family PG based on the book, and it's a story of Ferdinand the Bull with a big heart, and it's got an anti-bullying message to it, and John Cena plays the Bull. Kate McKinnon does a voice in this as well, so for the younger kids who don't get to see Star Wars, which is PG-13, of course, Ferdinand looks like it'll be a good fit there. And then, Steve, before we talk again next week, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle with Dwayne Johnson,
the Kevin preview Hart, of
Jack
that
Black, and The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman in that P.T. Barnum musical, which is getting rave reviews too.
Yeah, I won't kid you, they both looked really good, but that Jumanji, I'm thinking, okay, here we go with another retread, as I'm sitting there watching the previews, of course, and you know what, it looks really good. This Jumanji
Honestly,
Welcome to the Jungle.
I saw it yesterday, and I was really impressed. It got me with the, you know, the adventure. Certainly, it's got some Indiana Jones in it, right? The cast is terrific. I love all these guys, and you know, it's 84% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. It's definitely tracking to be one of the bigger Christmas movies now.
Well, there you go. Because you know, you sit there and you know this. You look up there and you go, okay, they're redoing that movie. Why are they doing that? And then, but then I watched, you know, the preview, and I'm like, wow. That's solid. And then the Showman movie, The Greatest Showman, also looks like a good film. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't, and I'm anxious and curious, and since La La Land last year, before that, I never watched musicals. Now I got to go see them all. I think this has got a chance to be this year's La La Land. It's rated PG, so it's got some, you know, all ages aspects to it, and Zac Efron, Michelle Williams, Hugh Jackman, who doesn't love that cast?
All right, well, there you go. All right, well, you know, and who doesn't like that cast? You know, it's finally getting some traction here and some movies we kind of like a little bit, which is good. It was kind of not a great summer for Hollywood, but it looks like the fall and Christmas season shaping up nicely for you, Ron.
Yes, it is. And we'll hold over Coco, but some of these movies like Thor and Daddy's Home and Murder on the Orient Express, they're down to the last few days here because we got, I don't know, 5 or 6 new movies to open up next week. I'll have a full report on those next Thursday, Steve.
So here's my advice to everybody listening. Blow off the next couple of days. Go to a movie marathon. These movies aren't going to be in the theater but a couple more days. Get in there, watch one right after another, and skip work. How about that?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Forget about the snow and the cold temperatures. We will let you escape from a regular life.
That's right. And real quickly, get your tickets online, correct?
CelebrationCinema.com. Reserve your seats online. Definitely.
There
See
it
the
is.
Movie, Steve.
Ron Van Timmeren, everybody. It's going to be a good season. You know, I really thought that three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. You have to be in the mood for something that's going to slap you right across the face, because it will. Some of the things that are said, some of the things that happen, you're like, ah, boy. Anyhow, quick break, and then Chris Farrell will be here from Judicial Watch. Don't miss it. Straight ahead.